Our first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. For a long time I've held my peace. I've kept still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in labor. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all the vegetation. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. They are turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in carved idols, who say to metal images, "You are our gods." Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is blind as my dedicated one, or blind as the servant of the Lord? He sees many things, but does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to magnify his law and make it glorious. Here ends the reading. The second reading is from the book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Here ends the reading. Our gospel reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, the 9th chapter, beginning with the first verse. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back, seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others says, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes and I washed and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes." Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age. Ask him. So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. They said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? And they reviled him, saying, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, you were born in utter sin, and would you teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, and who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, are we also blind? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, we see, your guilt remains. The Gospel of the Lord. Most everybody is familiar with the Helen Keller story. Helen was both blind and deaf. And on top of that, she was a little brat. She would often smash dishes and lamps and terrorize the whole household with her screaming and her temper tantrums. She would eat the food off other people's plates at the dinner table. Relatives regarded her as a monster and thought she should be put into an institution. But really, if you were the family, what could you do? Pure logic would seem obvious that it wouldn't do any good to yell at something that can't hear. But how often do we try it? Have you ever tried to yell at the weed whacker when it won't start? One lady told me that when she spoke with someone who didn't know English, she would just speak louder. And it seems rather foolish to tell a blind person to see. But the same thing happens in our reading today from Isaiah. And Isaiah called out, look, you blind, and see. There are different reasons for blindness. With Helen Keller, when she was 19 months old, she fell ill. And whatever the illness was, Helen laid in a state for many days, and she was expected to die. But when the fever subsided, her mother noticed how her daughter was failing to respond when the dinner bell rang or when she passed her hand in front of her daughter's eyes. And it was then that they knew that Helen's illness had left her both completely blind and deaf. Blind and deaf. That's the way God describes the Israelites in today's text by referring to them as God's servant. Who is blind but my servant? And deaf like the messenger I send. Who is blind like the one committed to me? Blind like the servant of the Lord. Just as there are different degrees of physical blindness and deafness, God says the same thing about spirituality. Isaiah was in fact saying, nobody is as blind and deaf as the Israelites. So what made them so blind and deaf? You have seen many things, but have paid no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing. It wasn't the fact that they couldn't hear or see, but they wouldn't hear or see. Think of this in spiritual terms. The Israelites were blind and deaf because they didn't pay attention to God's blessings. I think one of the most glaring examples of this is when they were in the desert. They had seen God miraculously take care of them. Over 2 million people in miraculous manner fell from the sky every morning. They had seen God destroy the Egyptian army in the Red Sea. They had at least heard the stories about how God sent 10 plagues on the Egyptians in order to free them. But when they were faced with a shortage of water, what did they say to Moses? If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this desert that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there's no water to drink. Instead of looking at all the past blessings that the Lord had given him and how God had fulfilled all of his promises to provide for them, all they saw was they had no water at that moment. They only heard the complaints of their bodies and those around them. They were totally blind. This continually happened throughout the history of the Israelites, even up to the time they were in the Promised Land. They continually ignored how God had blessed them and only looked at what he didn't give them. And isn't that the same sin that God has to deal with today? How much of our sadness and problems come in our lives because of just plain selective blindness? Because we are focusing on the wrong things in life. Our children are taught from little on that premarital sex and drunkenness is wrong, but they end up doing it anyway. Spouses are told to honor each other, but we ignore what we know is right. Fathers are told to train their children in God's word, but they don't always listen. So God's word says, pay attention to my word. If we would put our focus on God's word and keep our hearts focused on God's love, everything else would seem to fall in place. The problem is, we aren't paying attention. Like the Israelites, we practice selective hearing. We only see what we want to see. We're blind. We only hear what we want to hear. Thankfully, there's a cure. For Helen Keller, the cure came in a peculiar way. For the first 7 years of her life, she continued in her blindness and refused to learn. Then one day her teacher, Ann Sullivan, led her to the water pump, and all that was about to change. Ann pumped water over Helen's hand, and as she did this, she spelled out the word water in the girl's free hand. And something about this explained the meaning of the words within Helen, and Ann could immediately see in her face that Helen finally understood. If you remember in today's text, Isaiah was describing the Israelites who were blind, selectively blind. God had not designed them to be blind. He had visibly displayed his power and presence to the Israelites, giving them eyesight, and they in turn took their glasses off. God could not sit idly by and allow his children to live in blindness. So if you remember your history, God sent them into captivity. God made them suffer so that maybe they would start looking to him again instead of their idols and their riches. For 70 years, God sent them into this captivity. Now, God didn't like seeing heathen keep his people captive. And so he did fulfill his promises. And what did he promise to do? God said, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Even they were blind and had chosen to live in darkness. God never forsake them. He would bring them back into light, reigniting their faith and leading a remnant back to the promised land. Why would God do this? Because it pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteousness to do this. It had nothing to do with the worthiness of the Israelites or because they were more righteous than the Babylonian. God only did it for the sake of his righteousness, because he was and is a righteous and holy God. Thankfully, we have a Lord who is a righteous God who wants to see us in heaven. So he keeps calling to us, look, you blind, and see. Can you hear his voice beckoning you today? Is it knocking on your heart? If you've been ignoring what you know, what God's word says, it's not too late. Listen to his call. Look, you blind, and see. The Lord loves you. See that Jesus died for you. See that God wants to lead you home. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.